Sunday morning. I haven't been able to really lie in on a Sunday for a long time now, so it's not unusual with being up at a time before nine. It's still before nine, and I am all packed. And when I say packed, I mean tech and gadgetry and Wi-Fi and cameras and pocket video cameras and power sources and batteries and leads and lenses and pro digital SLR. And Gordon Bennett, I better not say any more, because if you were a highway robber, you'd have a field day stopping me right now, especially because it's all in the one bag, the one think tank travel case, very sexy bit of kit on wheels that enables me to protect and carry that amount of kit without spinal injury, which I get from my normal camera bags. Today I'm heading to Bletchley Park. Not just an impromptu geek meet, because there will be plenty of geeks around, but we're talking old school geeks as well today, and I will be assisting along with the Amplified team, documenting as much as we can the stories, the tales, the secrets maybe of some of the veteran code breakers from all those many years ago during the war. If you don't know anything about Bletchley Park, just have a little bit of a Google. SaveBletchleyPark.org.uk I think is the website, but if you just Google Bletchley Park, you will see a mass of information, whether it be recent news articles, whether it be the multitude of websites from supporters and volunteers that are cropping up all over the place. Bletchley Park is responsible, solely responsible in so many ways for bringing the war to a close, possibly years before it would have. And when I say the war, I say the Second World War. We seem to be in a constant state of war, but we can pretty much be sure millions of lives were saved. At least hundreds of thousands. And I can't wait to meet some of the people that had a hand in that, some of the survivors of such incredible and amazing history. Some of the survivors who haven't really been recognised for their work, because up until recently it was still secret what they had to do. Obviously involved cracking of Enigma codes. If you think of the computer power that was needed, the manpower, the woman power, the people power, should I say, that was needed. Masses and masses of computations. So they had to invent a computer. The first real programmable computer was invented at Bletchley Park. That makes it a bit of a geek mecca for me. The Museum of Modern Computing now, if you do get the chance, and please do have a go at getting to Bletchley Park. It will blow you away. There are so many interesting things to see, whether it be the Museum of Modern Computing or this incredible cinema that's there, and the post office, which is like stepping back in time, and the building itself, the mansion, and of course at the top of the mansion, Station X, the 10th MI5 base, communication post, this little room which looks almost untouched since it was last manned by Secret Service operatives, and the Morse keys still there in place. It's pretty awe-inspiring, and you do get this very strange feeling when you enter Bletchley Park that you are suddenly becoming in direct contact with such an important part of history. It's such a shame that the government fails to see how important this living, breathing museum is. Restoring and protecting and enabling others to learn from the achievements of Bletchley Park is not just inspiring for children and schools, it's a massive thank you for the people that spent so much time and so much brain power helping us save lives and bring a horrible war to an end. So today I'm honoured, I guess, to be a part of the groups that will be there. Some wonderful people. Dr. Sue Black, who's been campaigning from the very beginning. She pretty much picked this up and said, what on earth is going on here? How can we just live with ourselves for not bringing attention to this incredible place that's still there? The housing estates are encroaching on it, though. If we don't get some funding soon, who knows what might happen to it? Kelsey Griffin, Director of Operations there, she's just been doing an amazing job on this, a skeleton crew, a skeleton staff when it comes to manning Bletchley Park. Mostly volunteers, some amazing volunteers. Lynn Jones in the Computer Museum, and then you've got people like Computed on Twitter. Adam, still at school, but probably more of a geek, and I mean that in the best possible terms. And so many people I know that have been doing it longer than he's been alive. Volunteers, puts a lot of spare time into bringing awareness to and showing people around and learning from Bletchley Park, which is desperately short of volunteers. If you want to help out and you don't feel like you can click on that donation button on the Bletchley Park website, please, please give some time. They they don't mind how much. It might be 1 hour a month. Just come along and say, yeah, I'd like to help out. What can I do? And they will welcome you with open arms. Great way to get to learn about the place as well. So today I hope to be hooking up with people like Solo Bay Steve. People like Hannah Nicklin. There's so many of the Amplified crew. You'll see the feeds hopefully come alive later on. Barnstormed, Matt from the Open University, and myself hope to be doing some HD video interviews as well as some bits and bobs. So if there are massive periods of quietness in the timeline today, if you're listening to this today, then you know it's because we've just been engrossed in some of these stories and tales. Stories and tales that we do not want to lose. And this is the largest reunion of veterans, and somewhere we really feel that we need to be today. This is quite exciting. So please, if you want to join in the conversation, help us by hashtagging #BPark. If you feel inspired by anything you hear today, go to the Station X website, and the Bletchley Park, which is also called Station X if you check Wikipedia, go to the Bletchley Park website and donate. Every little bit helps, because we know the government isn't bothering to. So if you are going to be there today and you're listening to this now, I look forward to meeting you. Take care. Thanks for listening.